Khalil, 15 minutes. Nice, easy, come on. Ksuvus, and I know Ksuvus is not your cup of tea, but you'll know all this, everything. Everything's nice, Kimler, Robin, and Nick. Yeah. Okay, we're on Yud Zayin and Aleph. We're up to Vahatani, which is 3, 6, 8 lines to the bottom. Vahatani, now, this is a kasha, both according to Rameir and Chachamim. I wrote the wrong thing right out here. It's not a kasha on Rameir, it's kasha on both Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. It's kasha both on Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Both Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan hold that ain't like a Mishalim. Just one oath ain't like a Mishalim, you get Malkus. The other oath ain't like a Mishalim, you get Tashlumin, right? And the truth is that it's really three shittas, as we said last night. Reish Lakish holds ain't like a Mishalim, you get Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan says, depends what they were master you. If they're master you, the Tashlumin, you get Tashlumin. Well, if they weren't master you, get Tashlumin. But if they were master you, get Malkus. And Rabbi Nosson Barosh holds, you always get Tashlumin, never get Malkus. Okay, so it's really three the polar shitas. Reish Lakish always Malkus, Nesam Rosh always Momen, and Rabbi Yochanan holds it's Momen unless they're a master, in which case you get Malkus. Okay, but no matter what, the following thing is kash, is difficult. But Tanya, even when the Moedech Chachon Rameir Chachon consider Rameir, begoyin have Trumas Chaver if you steal your friend's Truma. Now I'm gonna learn, I think the Bnei Moshe is correct here that it's your friend's Truma before he gave it to a Kohen. Okay, he didn't give it to a Kohen yet. So the Va'achla. And you ate it, so shul like a mishalim. You get malchus, and you also have to pay. I assume the reason you're paying is because tovas hanoa mamon, because he could have given it to any kohen he wanted to, and now he lost that right, that privilege. So shul like a, or either that, or it's talking about somebody who inherited truma. In other words, the bottom line is it's not a kohen's truma per se. And the reason why I say it is because it says you're loiko mishalim. And the mishalim says, obviously, leaves the more difficult. I mean, they do both. It should be either loiko or mishalim. Says more, no. I'll tell you why. The reason why there are two separate isurim here, they get lo malchus the shulman is shekena ochel truma loike. They're really two separate issues here. If you eat truma, then you get malchus. Now, remember, if you eat truma, which already belongs to Kohen, so then in that case, you have to pay, right? But if you eat truma stam before it goes to the Kohen, so you get malchus, right? Besides that, you stole from your friend, it's tovas hanoa. It's two separate things. When do I say in loikim mishalim? When it's for the same crime. But here there are two separate crimes that you committed. One was the stealing of the truma, and the other was the eating of the truma. And the Gemara goes on and explains, gives several cases like that as well. Subsequently, v'atayin, we learn v'atayin 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 if you steal your friend's chalif, vachalo, and you eat it, shalaykum mishalim. Here too, like a mishalim, right? No, here too, shakena echel chalif, like it's two separate things. If for stealing your chalif and for eating your chalif, it's two separate isurim. When they say in like a mishalim, when it's the same isur. But if I steal your chalif and also eat your chalif, so then that's two separate things. So that's possible, get malchus and tashlumin. It's interesting. You know, I didn't really think the lumdus through ahead of time, but there are two lumdish issues here. First of all, the issue of tovas anambam, and it sounds like Aragamar holds tovas anambam, which is interesting. Secondly, more importantly, there's a whole clear in Kimle bin Ramine, what happens if you smoke a cigarette and at the same time rob on Shabbos, at the same time smoke rob a bank, right? I put the cause of Kimle bin Ramine or not, right? Because it's not the same maisa. Right, so here it's mashma. Here it's not clear if you're doing it at the same time. Now here we're saying certainly in these cases that ain loiko that loiko mishalim because two separate surim. But the shaila is what if you're doing them mamish simultaneously? It sounds like even still if you're doing mamish simultaneously, we still say you get both penalties, malchus and tashlumin, because it's two separate issues. So too on Shabbos, you would say pashas, if a guy smokes a cigarette and robs a bank at the same time, you'd say misa lezeh, momen lezeh, right? It's chai misa to shemayin, because the Shabbos is chai momen to the bank, and therefore, even though they're simultaneous, you'd be chayiv. And so it sounds like from our Gemara. Okay? Says Marvayatai, what about the next case? If you muzzle an ox, Mishalim Shay, you get the assumption to get flogged. And besides that, Mishalim Shay is Kabin Lapara. If it's somebody else's ox or cow, you pay four kav. Of our boss Kabin Lachamor, you pay six kav for a para and four kav for a para for a chamor. And yet, Aki, you have to pay if you have to give Malchus. So this more again, Shukena Chaisim Paroso. If you're Chaisim your own para, you get Malchus, right? Even though you don't owe yourself any money for what it didn't eat. So we see that, again, two separate prohibitions, one of which is the chosein per se, and the other is preventing your friend's ox from eating when he's doing work. So that's why I have to pay for that, because it's, again, two separate chiyuvim, which happen to occur simultaneously, probably simultaneously, but nonetheless, you have to suffer the penalties for both. Rabbi Yossi, we said... this is true despite the fact that these are cases where you're mechayev miso. Now, this is a very important point. If you eat truma, you're chayev zazor, you're chayev koris. If you eat chalev, you're chayev koris, right? So even though you're chayev koris, nevertheless, right, in these cases, despite that, it's shaykh to have lokim mishalim. And we have a similar case. If I go to Truma Sakoidish, you stole Truma, which was made hektish medic abayis. So there's vachlo, and then you eat it. Shu lokim mishalim. You lokim mishalim, despite the fact that you're chayim misa. Now, I happen to be chayim misa there twice. A, ate Truma. B, you ate Truma. You committed me'ilo, which is also misa midei shemayim. Nevertheless, mikomakom. Because you caused the loss of money, and therefore you have to make restitution despite the fact that you get Malchus as well. So again, we see wherever you have two separate prohibitions, one of which is Mechayiv the Malchus, and the other which is Mechayiv you to pay, even though they coexist, they occur simultaneously. L'maisi, you have to have both, and not on that the Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Nasser Bresha have their Machlokas with the Lokim Mishalim or Ein Lokim Mishalim. Okay? So, says Gemara further, I'm Rabbi Mana, I'm Kuli Rabbi Yossi, I'm going to answer for Rabbi Yossi. Based on all this, Habola Chosukhtana Yoke Mishalim. If somebody has relations with his minor sister, he should get Malchus and have to pay Knas. She can't have Baal Chosu Bogeris like him. Why is that? Because you have relations with your adult sister. You don't pay Knas, but you do get Malchus, right? So when you have relations with your minor sister, you should have to be low Cam with Charlotte.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Sorry. You have to be like him with Charlotte. Chosim Ramar, so he turned around and said, no, and this is a very cool chiluk. Says, Gabi Achoso, by your sister, Chalav Tashlo, actually it's not cool, but it's yeshivish, and it's pretty amazing. Gabi Achoso, Chalav Tashlo Minimisa Ka'achas. They come together, right? Tashlo Minimisa come together. When you have the Maisa Bia, that's Tashlo Minimisa simultaneously. But here, Mikayim and Shechosam Nischayev Makas. Once you did, you muzzle the ox with Chayim Makas. You're Chayim to pay subsequently for the ox not eating. So here it sounds like he actually holds that if it would be Vivasa Achas, the truth is it's not a riot, because here it's one Maisa. Right? The Bia itself has both ramifications of Malchus and Moment. It's true, it's two separate Isurim. There's the Knas, which you owe your father, the father of the girl, and there's the Malchus, which you get for having had relations with your own sister, right? But nevertheless, since it comes bebas achas and nefes bach achas, like the guy who smokes a cigarette and robs the bank. But it's a bas achas the same maisa. The case in the Bavli, I think, is zorach chetz on Shabbos v'korah shirayim balichoso, right? The same chetz, while it's traveling through the air, yoytzim midalad amas b'shusar rabim, so it goes through a beged and rips the beged. Right? So that's basachas, even though it's not necessarily simultaneous. It could be traversed the four arms before it hit the beged, right? But since it's one maisa, so therefore, you know, isho mishum chitzov, so certainly a chetz is mishum chitzov, so it's all considered to be part and parcel of the same maisa, so that's why there, I would say the same thing, your potzon and tashlumi. Okay? Hey, so Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Kuni Raimana, Rabbi Zira said, Rabbi Raimana, Hare Ametis Kedisha Shal Chaver B'Shabbos. You ignite your friend's haystack on Shabbos. Ashibodas Rishon, on the first kernel, Chayev should be Misa. You're Chayev Misa, right? Carbonated chains to Misa. Now you're already Chayev Misa for the first kernel because you burnt, committed to arson on Shabbos. A sheave. Something like that. I think it's a sheave. I don't know if sheave is the right word. You know, a stalk, I think, is a. The beard, whatever that thing is called. Okay? Shal Shibos Rishon Chayev Misa Mikavech Betashlumin. And each one from there on in Chayev Tashlumin. So therefore, Amalik Dishish Chaver B'Shabbos should be Chayev Misa and Momen, right? We know that's true. Leisa Markein. We don't say that. Why is that? It must be because. Because in each and every shibboleth, even though you're ready to chayev misa, but there's a new capacity to be mischayev misa. They could be master you in each and every shibboleth and make you chayev misa in each and every shibboleth, right? V'kohen here too, al kol chasima chasima yesh basrais makas. So here too, in each and every chasima, let's say it potentially get makas. Truly, he's getting from the previous chasima, from the moment before. But let's say they're master him again and again and again, right? So he can give him makas and makas and makas and makas. Give him 40 latches, which time he doesn't undo the chasima. So says the Gemara, you're right. Theoretically, by chasima. It's takas each and every moment you should be potter because of the potential chiyamakas. Rather, train amaroyim. There are two answers possible. Given by two amaroyim. Charamar once said bechaisim betruma vekochim. We're talking about here where he did chasima on an animal which is eating truma and kochim. So since he's the case where it's Truman Kochim, and there's no issue of Lo Sachsum. So that's why it's got to pay. Now, I guess it means like this. When you muzzle them, you transgress Lo Sachsum. But when he eats the Truman Kochim, there's no Chiv of Lo Sachsum and Malchus there, because Lo Sachsum, Shorbeti Show, we dash and daish lo, you know, a daish which is mutter to eat, as opposed to Truman Kochim, which is also. So the reason why there's Momen and Malkus is because the Malkus get for the Chasima. The Momen he get for subsequently eating Truma and Kochim. That's one possible answer where you have to pay. The Choronim, on the other side, the Chasima de Shliach. Right? It's talking about Chasima de Shliach. Shliach loike vu potter. The case where Shliach is does Chasima. So then the Shliach gets Malkus vu and he's exempt. Because Dami Chashev leishahu velo lishochav. It's dam to the person who does it, and not to the person who's mishaleach him to do it. So again, I don't know. I guess in this, I don't know. Here, I really am stymied. I don't know in this case how there could be both malchus and tashlumin. It could be all we're trying. It could be that all we're trying to do really is say. Maybe I misunderstood his question before. Maybe his question was really, how do you ever have tashlumin by chasima? That's really what he's coming to address. L'chora, each and every moment you're choisem, you're shayach tasros lav. And what he's really trying to explain is not how to try to get tashlumin and malchus, but rather how to try to get tashlumin at all. So he's saying that tashlumin, I have a case of tashlumin, either in a case where it's eating truma and kochim, there's a case of tashlumin without malchus, or I have a case of tashlumin where in a case where it's the shliach who did the actual muzzling, you're just causing it to eat, well, not eat. And that there. Moshe is chayim momen, yeah. Moshe is chayim momen. Because he's grazing the animal. He's grazing the animal. Oh, even if he's not grazing the animal. Oh, because you're saying Shlomo, he has to be grazing because they're Shlomo Dvar Veir, right?
Yeah,
no,
the Shliach is the one
that
gets the Malchus, right?
The Shliach gets the Malchus, yeah.
So,
the Mishaleach has to pay because it's his animal who would. One second. Yeah, who's the Mishaleach paying? The owner of the ox, he rented the ox.
So he pays the owner of the ox?
He pays the owner of the ox, right.
Really?
Yeah. Because the ox should have been gotten to eat.
Right, so he should have saved.
Yeah. Right, so he's paying. The Mishalech is the one who's responsible to feed the ox, because he rented the ox. So that's why he's going to have to... What?
Just look at the Korban Eidah. It says that the Tashlum is because of Shaharei Nehana, the Mishalech is Nehana. I guess
yeah.
He saved
him,
but he didn't have to feed the
animal. Right, he didn't have to feed the animal, right, so that's why he has to pay. Okay, so by Chaisim and Truman Kachim. Yeah, the Korban Eidah says by Chaisim and Truman Kachim that he gets Malkus by the Chasima. But there gets Malkus for the Chassi.
Doesn't say about the money.
Yeah. That's to understand what he's talking about. The Bnei Moshe is the opposite. The Moshe says that Mishalim the Inka Malkus. He repays. This is no Malkus. I'm not sure now. I really don't understand now. The Chori is not allowed to let him be Truman Kachim. He's not allowed to let him be Truman Kachim. What's he paying for? I don't know what he's paying for. Maybe it was Mechuyif to give him to eat, and he didn't give him to eat. Yeah, probably in terms of the lease requirements to feed him, he didn't feed him. So that would have to be the case where he pays, even though it's not Shaftas Ras Malkus, is where he's muzzling him while he's doing Truman Kachim. And the terms of the lease must have been that he had to feed the animal, he had to fuel it up. And since he didn't fuel the animal, so he has to pay. And so we're trying to look for a case where there's no Malkus in order to make Tashlum. One of the cases, no potential Asuras Malkus. One of the potential cases is the case where he's eating Truman Kachim, and there was a case where it's the Shaliach who did it. Now, this is fun to... let's go on. Says Gemara, Shogei b'truma v'meizu b'chomitz. What if a guy on Pesach ate Truma unintentionally, but he knew that it was chomitz? Or... Shogi b'truma, he ate, let's talk about wine now, not chametz. He shogi b'truma, he didn't know it was truma. Umeizim b'nozir, but he was a nozir and he drank wine intentionally. Or, shogi b'truma, he didn't know it was truma, but umeizim b'nozir, he intentionally ate a Yom Kippur. So, in all these cases, what's the guy's status? In all these cases, the guy is potentially chayev malchus, right? Or, maybe even, malchus. All these cases, chayev malchus. Because chametz on Pesach, I think, is kares. They're all kares. Chametz, Yom Kippur, and what's the third one here? Nazir, right? All of them get malchus because the Nazir is not even a kares. You just get malchus straight up. So in all these cases, malchus. So he was mazed on the malchus, but he was shogeg on the iser of truma. So does he have to pay for the truma aspect, right? So it says, if you're going to say it's two separate Yisurim, Truma and Yom Kippur, Truma and Pesach, Truma and Nozir, Nicha, then you do both. But if you're going to say it's like one thing, so then Machlokas are Biyachon Rabbi Shimon Lakish. It's going to be Machlokas Yochan Rabbi Shimon Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochan, it depends on the Asra. Generally speaking, you have to pay. Sometimes you have to get if you get Hasra or whatever from Malkus, you get Malkus. Rav Shimon Lakish holds that no matter what, you always get Malkus and won't have to pay. Tamatzin, and we learned over this. So actually, this is a good loophole. Now, if you want to eat on Yom Kippur, so eat Truma, and you might only have to pay and not have to get Malkus. Actually, that's partially that way. Because, of course, in order to get Malkus, you have to have Asro. That Asro is not going to be Malkus. Now, we're not going to Paskin like any of these things. That's the irony of this. This whole conversation doesn't take into account that what we're going to learn in the Chesam Beis. Chesam Beis is going to say that we Paskin, the Chayavim, Krisis Shoigigim, are Potter from Tashlumin. So even if you ate Mazin on Yom Kippur, right, and of course, and even if you ate Shoigigim on Yom Kippur, you're Potter from paying for it. Because theoretically, you could have been Chayav. Curry's word. But our whole Gemara is going that the only time it's saying Kinlan Rabbine and the Chiyav Misa exempts him if it's a Chiyav Misa's based in, or not if it's a potential Chiyav Curry's until this point. Okay, it says in my time we learned over there, Amen Shabbos Yom Kippur, there's no difference in quality between Malacha and Shabbos and Malacha Yom Kippur. El Shazaz, don't be the Adam. By Shabbos, if you do it intentionally, we still need this. Gets you. But in terms of payment, name shlovin, they both pay. By both of them, you don't have to pay, which really is already a hint. That an inkling of the shita which we're going to learn on our base at any time with chayav kores, whether it's mazid or shoigeg, you're potter. But here it doesn't say even shoigeg. Here it could still fetch out of it and say that it's only in a case where you actually become chayav kores. And that seems to be borne out by the discussion of the Gemara subsequently. Now here's a very interesting, this Rabbi Nechayim ben Akon is brought down in the Bavli as well. The Chayavik Krisis are potter from Tashlumin. However, Shim Ben Manasseh Shit does not brought down the Bavli. Shim Ben Manasseh Mer Mechliyavik Krisis Kamil Chliyavik Mises Basin. He says the Chayav Koreis like Mises Basin. Which means if you're Chayav Koreis, just like Chayav Mises Basin, you don't have to pay. Well, if that's the case, Ma Ben Yom, what's the treatment of Chudah Ben Akona and Rabbi Shim Ben Manasseh seem to be both saying the exact same thing. One says Yom Kippur's like Shabbos, the other says Mechliyav Koreis like Mechliyav Mises Basin. Rabbi Yaakov Ben Shem Ravina said, I'll tell you the difference, and this is a very cute difference, and again, it's not in the Bavli at all. Nara Nida Beinem. If a woman is a Nida. What if a woman's a Nida? So, if you hold like Rabbi Shem Ben Manasseh, so Mechiv of Krisis, right? It's no difference, right? And you'd be exempt from paying her a fine of Chamishin Kesef, right? You raped her, you'd be exempt from paying. According to Rabbi Nechayim Ben Akana, however, it's only Yom Kippur, which is like Shabbos, not any other krisis. Or, and similarly, Reimon Amir, Af Achos Ishto Benir. Achos Ishto is the same thing. And now the Gemara explains it. What's the comparison between Shabbos and Yom Kippur? My Shabbos ain't no heter al chayisur. Islam, which is forbidden on Shabbos, is never mutter on Shabbos. If Yom Kippur ain't no heter al chayisur, it's never mutter. Ve'elu a nido or achos ishto, hov yesh le neter achayisur. It's potentially someday they can be mutter. Nido can go to the mikvah. Achos ishto, your wife can die, and then you can be mutter and her sister, right? Mishalem. That's what you have to pay in those cases. They're not as severe. Al daiter Shem Ben Manasseh, Power Corner Shem Manasseh, Ma Shabbos B'yesh B'Koreis, Yom Shabbos is Koreis, Have Yom Kippur B'yesh B'Koreis, you don't take account whether Yesh Hetel is or not. Ve'ilun, therefore, Ho V'yesh Ben Koreis, these are since they have Koreis as well, Eino Mishalem. You don't pay. Now, the Bavli just learns Rabbi Chayav Akane, as if he had like Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. I mean that as long as it's potential, as long as you're getting kares, you don't have to pay. But actually here, Rabbi Chayav Akane in the Yerushalmi holds, it's not enough that it's kares, but it has to be kares when ain't heter lisuro acharkach. When there's heter lisuro acharkach, then of course, according to the Yerushalmi, you would not have the capacity to get off the hook for money. Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi boy asks, Makos v'kares ma'arim minbo. Very fundamental question, actually. Can you get Malkus for something which should be called Chayav Koreis? Right?
There's a whole discussion in Sechus Malkus about whether
Chayave Krisos Shenilku Niftu Midei Krisos.
Right.
Parallel issue, but here we're not going to talk about the theological implication. We're just going to talk about the technical issue. Okay? I'm not sure. I hope it's not a Mishnah there, because if it was a Mishnah, it'd be difficult. Maybe let's assume it's just a Gemara. Okay. So says what do they say about this? Rabbi Yisrael says, Tzrichu l'rabbanan. This is a good question the rabbis ask, right? I don't think I have an answer. I don't think I have an answer. Rabbi Yonah asked, Lamad lo shamal. I mean, I don't want you to bring a proof from here. The Tari Shemirchai, from that which Shemirchai learned to the Sabaisa. The Tari Shemirchai and Rabbi Tari Fanoimer, they both said. Now my course by Shabbos says, course by Shabbos, now my course by Shabbos says, course by Yom Kippur, my course now by Shabbos, by Shabbos, and Malchus ate so course. Shabbos, you can't get course. Why? Even though on Shabbos you can downgrade the course if the word wasn't Adim and Asura, right? But we say, Lav anitan lazaras misas based in, ain't loikin olav. You can't get malchus for transgressing Shabbos. Even if they gave you a straw and said, Yanko, don't mean chal Shabbos because they'll flog you, you can't flog Yanko afterwards. Okay? So if that's the case, Av Koreshim, Rabbi Yom Kippurim. So to Koresh, which is day Yom Kippur, A malchus is a Koresh. There's no malchus by Koresh. So Amrei Monaku Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Monaku said in front of Rabbi Yossi, Matzricha, what is our Shaila? Matzricha low. Actually, low here should be low with a vav, not low with an aleph. Matzricha low, what's the issue? Krabi Shimon Lakish. Biran Krabi Yochanan. Our whole issue is like Rishim Lakish, or like Krabi Yochanan, on the contrary. My Makus ate so mitzo yesh low. If my Yochanan see time, can't get Makus, even if your potential chiv was mitzo. Koshke Makus ate so chorus. It certainly holds you can get Makus by chorus. Tis problem. You have a machlekus. Hashoyrit oisav espino l'shem avodah zarah. You shech the oisav espino, which generated chiv Makus for the purpose of avodah zarah, which generates a chiv mitzvah basin. Right? Rabbi Yochanan Mar Yisrael but Mishum oisav espino, if they warn them, don't shech the oisav espino. Loke? He gets Makus. Mishum avodah zarah, hay niskov, they loke him because they warn him because of avodah zarah, he gets niskila. So here we see that he can get Malchus even where potentially a ma'aseh would have been mechayivim mitzvah based in. Right? Now it's not 100% similar to Yom Kippur, right? Yom Kippur asking really whether for Yom Kippur he can get Malchus, right? And here we're saying you get Malchus for also this, but no, even though theoretically he would have been mechayivim mitzvah based in by for the Avodah Zarah case. But nevertheless, the Gemara feels that it can compare the two issues, right? So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Afil Yisrael, Rabbi Abba, Mishum Osov Espino, ain't a Lokit. That doesn't work. You don't get Malchus. Marash Yilu Yisrael, Rabbi Mishum Avodah Zarah, ain't a Nisko. Since they would have worn it because of Avodah Zarah, it would have been stoned. Amar Lei, so he said, no. Afil Rabbi Yochanan, Tzmicha, lo. It's even a Kash, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Tam Chnevorn. Then you get Malchus supposed to be Espino, like I said, because also Espino and Avodah Zarah are two separate Yisurim. You might be performing them simultaneously, but they're two separate Yisurim. The Kod of Racher. Here it's something else. Here it's something else altogether, because of Kod of Racher, I'm sorry. Here are Shilohs of Yom Kippur, not the Racher. The Racher. Here are Shilohs of Yom Kippur itself, you can get Malchus. That's our Shiloh. Okay, so that we can't resolve from there. Now, I was just pointing out, there's a whole issue, and I don't remember where it is, but somewhere, I guess, in Chulin, it's my guess, if I recall correctly, I'm sure it's in Chulin, actually. The Gemara has a whole issue about whether, if you shech l'shem v'dezer, it can be chayiv, and also v'esmeno. Because it's a shechit l'shem aruya, right? And only shechit aruya is chayiv, and also v'esmeno. And obviously, Yerushalmi is not getting to that point. Okay? So, the Gemara further, that there's Shem and Lakish. New issue. According to Shem and Lakish. Now, Shem and Lakish, who holds in our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, who holds Leika Mishalim, right? And that's why in our Mishnah, even though you got Malchus for having had relations with a forbidden girl, you still have to pay a knas, right? Michael Be'ilan Tanoi Le'ilan Rabbanan. What's the difference between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan who said Loke Velo Mishalim, right? Why the difference? So says the Gemara, lavin lo krisus. So says the Gemara, I'll tell you. Actually, I'm not explaining this well. The issue is that I just didn't explain it well. My understanding was that between these two, Rabbi Shimon ben Nasi and Rabbi Yochanan ben Akana, and our Rabbanan. So Rabbi Shimon ben Nasi and Rabbi Yochanan ben Akana seem to say we get karis, you don't have to pay, right? And our Rabbanan say we get malchus, you don't have to pay. What's the difference between the two? That's really what he's asking, right? Hadayah Shimon ben Loish Ma'ika ben Hal, Elan Tanoi, Rabbi Shimon ben Nasi and Rabbi Yochanan ben Akana, Lin Rabbanan to the Rabbanan, we know hold ain loka mishalim. So let me hear the difference. It's very basic. I don't even know the one that's the question. Lavin, lo krisus. When you have a lav, it's not koris. So according to Rabbi Shimon Nasir Chulim, you're not off the hook. Lo yikam shalom. According to Rabbanan, you're off the hook. Rabbi Namar Abba Mamzeres Beinayun. The difference is Ba Mamzeres. Same case, right? It's a lav without koris. Rechidim Megani Omer, Hamatis Kodesh Chaver Biyotu. You ignite your friend's haystack, but on Yotif. It's only a lav and not a koris, right? In all these cases, al daiti di l'tanoi. So, in according to the tanoim of Rav Shimon Nasi, Rav Chulim Ben Akana, hove amen koris, it's no koris mishalim, you have to pay. Al daiti Rav Akana Rabbanu hove amen koris mishalim, deilu hove v'yeshve makas. Since these cases you have makas, ain't no mishalim, you don't have to pay, right? Meatos says, and what that's the case, el nar shishlem knas, our mishnah which says that there's certain women who get a knas. Even though you get Malkus, the little Rabbanan, it's not like Rabbanan. This is very repetitious because we already know from two blad ago, it's like Rameiru, it's like Mishalim, and not like Rabbanan. But for some reason, more it feels necessary to repeat it here. No, you know, our Mishnah, it's Taka, can even work out going Rabbanan. And perhaps that's repeated because we want to give a different answer. Not the same Mishnah as Rameiru. But at least part of our Mishnah, the key is the Pnei Moshe says only the ratio of our Mishnah. Because the ratio of Mishnah says about can be taught about Mamzer HaBoah Mamzeres. So the Mamzer's relation to Mamzeres says there's no Lav. So this is the Malkus, that's why it's a Knas. The problem is that answers just one case out of about 15 in our Mishnah. But goes the later case in our Mishnah is we have relations with your brother's wife, right? And other cases like that, where making the boil of Mamzer is not going to get rid of the Kares or the Lav. So only one case can work out, according to both Rabbanan and Rabbi Meir. Be that as it may, says more of Eishes Sochiv Laviyivim. So one of the later cases of Mishnah is where you have relations with your brother's wife. Now, of course, your brother must be dead, because otherwise she's an Eishes Ish, and by Eishes Ish there's no Knas, right? So if your brother's dead, and she's still a Psula, right? She's still a psula, because we're talking about knas. Where do you get knas and a psula? So it must be his yavama. So what's the problem? Why is it a big knas? He's being a kind of mitzvah of yivam, right? So it says more. Eli vintu amram tanya, tanya said tipotter shu ilo achiv bonim. His brother had kids from other marriages. Virasishan, this wife, he just became betrothed to a mace, and then he died. Ubachiv and son, his brother came and raped her. There's no yibum. Not because of her, she doesn't have any other kids, but because there were kids from other wives. Okay? Ve'elu shein l'knas. Who doesn't get a knas? Because they're assumed to be bu'ulos, even if they aren't technically. Habal gyores have relations with a gyores. Vala shvuya, a woman who was a captive. Vala shivcha, a woman who was a shivcha. Sheniftu, who were released, who were ransomed, or she's gairu, or converted, or shtach, or released. Yeseros or shol shonav yamech, when they're more than 3 days in one 3 years and 1 day, because we assume then that they were niveles in the bull, that they don't have status of psula, even if they are claimed that they're psula. Or you don't marry shvuish and if there's a woman who was taken captive and then redeemed, harei b'klusha, so she retains her klusha, avo b'shigdolu, even though now she's an adult. The special thing, he's make by shvuya that she's considered to be psula, even though she was staying in captivity. Rabbi Yochanan said, that's only, however, in terms of knas, not in terms of her ksuva. In terms of ksuva, she still gets $100. Lo riba osar Rabbi Yochanan l'knas. Rabbi Yochanan just said she gets a knas of 50 kesef. With the raisa, but the ksuva the rabbanon, she still only gets half as much as a besula. Tanya Chir Bechir said, av l'ksuva smonim asayim, no. Also in terms of ksuva, Rabbi Yochanan elevated her to the status of full besula. Rabbi Yochanan av l'achila truma, she's even considered to be a full besula, that you can feed her truma, in other words, that she can marry a kohen legitimately. Rabbi Yochanan does both say the same thing, and then we pass him like neither of them. The tzinyan tamon, he learns over there, shvui ochels betruma di, Rabbi Yochanan. Even though she's taken as a shvui, we still assume that she's tohera. Divrei Daisa Asher Mechim Shem and Lokesh said Halok Rabbi Daisa Rabbi Shem and Lokesh says Halok Rabbi, Rabbi Daisa, but we don't bask in that way. Okay. Haba Abito. Some he has relations with his daughter. Babas Bito, his granddaughter. Babas Bino, his granddaughter through his son. Babas Ishto, his wife's daughter. Babas Bito, his wife's granddaughter through her daughter. Babas Bino, his wife's dead granddaughter through her son. Ain't no knas, no knas. Nishim was chayb nafsho, because he's liable to be put to death. Shemisos to be day basted. And this is the death at the hands of basted. Shukol mischayb nafsho, anybody's liable to death. Ain't no mishav moment. Doesn't have to pay money. That's the least of his worries. Shemite says, lo yeh ason, oh no, shiyanesh. If there's no tragedy, he doesn't get punished with money. If there's a tragedy, because somebody dies, he doesn't get punished with money. So says Mara, ilu acher boaleh, wait a minute. A man who has relations with his own daughter. Why have dummies bought from a knas? Who would the knas go to? Go to him, right? So ilu acher boaleh, knas alav laviyahu, doesn't he get the knas? So Alexander. So it says, what dipote shboaleh achulom meis, take out the next two words of via. Okay? Let me talk about where he had a relationship with his daughter before he died, umeis, and then he died. So then the chiddush is that the heirs don't have to pay the knas to her, right? I might say the knas goes to her after father's death. Now, Rabbi Yosef Aglili, now that's only issue according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds that a girl who has no father gets no knas. So therefore, we have to have him alive to rape her and then die afterwards. A girl who has no father. Now, by no father, I mean that she was married already once. Right? And therefore, her father is out of the picture. So she still has knas, just she gets the knas herself. So, we can set up the case that the case is one where the father had relations with his daughter who had been once married, not fully, because she obviously she's still a psula, but with nis arsov and nis garsha. In that case, I might say the knas goes to her, kamash malon, that she didn't get a knas because of killing Rabbini. Okay? Rabbi Yerushalayim says, imashish nemar lo yason, since it says, if there's no tragedy, then you pay. Ein yodem yason, nezata nevishtach, nevishtach, I know that if there's a tragedy, you have to, there's a death penalty, and there's no umatam lo yason. So why does Buzik say if there's a tragedy, then you have to pay with the death penalty? Isn't it obvious? So it says Mara, the Rabbis is amazing by Asroya, which means to include somebody who was amazing without Asroya. Even though it says by Asroya, it means below Asroya. We can amend it, or we can just understand it that way. But it's going to tell us that even if he doesn't actually get the death penalty, since he's susceptible to that death penalty, that is sufficient. Rabbi Yosef says, so isn't this the Mishnah says, Shekol Mischaye Benafsho Einu Mishalim Mamon. Now Mischaye Benafsho is talking about that he without Hasra, right? So he was saying that when language of Mischaye Benafsho, that is not, doesn't pay money, right? So says the Gemara further, lo asya, it says there's the dalet here, but take out the dalet. Lo asya ele b'shoyge, says the Gemara, you're right. When mischai b'nafsho means anybody who potentially is liable for his life, even though he can't be put to death. But what Rabbi Lezer is saying about lo yason is going to tell us that even if he's shoyge, he's still potter from paying. When it's a chai misa b'shoyge, which means not really chai misa, it's oxymoronic. But he could have potentially committed an aver. For Chad, he'd been amazed that he would have gotten put to death. So now he committed, even b'shoyge, he's exempt. Amar Chizki said, oh, Tani Masnisa, Tabi Yudas Malvo, even bigger Chizki, as I said before, by Chorus. It says that if you smite an animal, you paid. If you smite a human being, you put to death. Ma'amakabayim, just like when you smite an animal. Lo chilaktaba ben shoyim ben mezen, lo vitzir, do it intentionally, unintentionally. Lo chayim moment, and you're liable to pay. Avmakay odem, so too, if you smite a human being. Lo tachluk ben shoyim ben mezen, lifter moment. It doesn't make a difference. Whatever it is, you're potter from money. You know what? I thought it says here explicitly chorus, but I see it was wrong. It just says that even if you're shoyim, it doesn't say chayav ikris is shoyigin here. It just says chayav imisu shoyigin. So it could be that the Bavli Tag, the Yerushalmi Taka doesn't know that Chayav Ikris Shoyin gets you off the hook. Could be it's only Chayav Mitzvah Shoyin. Okay, that might actually be true. Okay, let's go to the bottom of the Omen. Now she says, so a woman who was betrothed, and then it should be Vinny Skarsha, not only Skarsha, and then she was divorced. So this is the case we're just talking about. Rabbi Yitzchak Leumer, ain't lo knas, she doesn't get knas, because knas can't go to her father, and her father can't take it, because she's no longer in Rishus, so there's no knas. Rekiv Omer, yesh knas, knas is lots more. There is a knas, and she gets a knas. My time, Rabbi Yitzchak Leumer, what's the larger Rabbi Yitzchak Leumer? It says, Shaloh Rosa. A girl is never betrothed. Pretty strong raya, right? Rabbi Kiva says, Asher lo rasa means, Ad shalom nisarsa. Before she's engaged, then nisin levia. Nisarsa, once she's betrothed, no silatma, she gets herself. Al daite to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, nara nisin levia. If she's a nara. Okay, this is an old question. Daite Rabbi Akiva, nara nisin levia. So if she's, let's say, if she's a nara, under 12 and a half, you give to a father. Bulgaris, let's say she's a Bulgaris, she should get herself. Besula knows in Levia, similarly she's a Besula, she goes to her father. Mukasets, no Sats, let's say she's a Mukasets, let's say she still gets a Knas, but Knas goes to herself. In other words, why is the Torah cut off the age limit 12 and a half? If you say that there's points in her life when the Knas goes to her, so continue the Knas too, except the Knas goes to herself. Says the Gemara, Shani, no. Nara. Rabbi Kiva can't go against the brick wall of Xeris Akasa. Shtein Pasuk Nara. Says Nara. So the Nara velo Bulgaris. I mean Nara, not a Bulgaris. For what says Basula. Basula velo Mkasates. So says Les Ksiv Asher Loa Rasa. Doesn't say Asher Loa Rasa. So they said why it must mean that she was never betrothed. Says Ma no. Asher Loa Rasa Malame Emel Xeris Shava. Asher la Ross is needed for other purposes, to Xeris Shava. To Matamon Chamishin, it's Xeris Shava to a woman who's seduced. Seduction and rape, Xeris Shava. Matamon Chamishin, just like by the seduction, it's 50. Afon Chamishin, so too, it's 50 as well. So it says, Rav Leser, Rabbi Yosef Chamishin, Taka, Rabbi Yosef Gli, how does he learn out 50? If he says, Asher la Ross comes to tell us that once she's engaged, there's no more Knas, so what does he make? The Xeris makes the Shava. So this is more no problem. It's like kesef kesef. Because I have a kesef kesef. My kesef shneimar lahalon chamishim avkan chamishim. And I guess he doesn't darshan. So Rabbi Kiva doesn't know that Xer Shav. I guess because it wasn't mekabel that Xer Shav is being true. Bore actually nisarso. What happens if you have relations with her before she got betrothed? Nisarso. And then she got betrothed. According to Rabbi Yisrael, you still have to pay. Right? So it says, Malaysis of the Rabbi Achi Omar Shu Noisin. Do not the words Rabbi Achi were about to learn say that he still has got to pay. Because the Shas Chiyav was before she was engaged. But then he went to Braisa, Tachza Sherino. It says, when you rape a woman, because in lieu of you having tortured her, you have to pay Knas. Now it says, the Rabbi says, I Yisoyma le Knas, Diva Rabbi Yosef Guli. So this seems to include Yisoyma, Hasherino, her. Yisoyma gets knas, according to Rabbi Yisrael. So obviously it's a very big question, because Rabbi Yisrael in the Mishnah said that only a father gets knas, not her herself. How can Rabbi Yisrael here say here that Yisoyma gets knas? Rabbi Yachim said, Dipater Yisoyma Keshebo Lea Ad Shalom Mesavia, that the rapist had relations with her before her father died, Umesavia, and then her father died. So then, in that case, Kfarnir Elite Lavia, he already was suitable to give to her father, right? Hubar Chalom Esavia, and therefore, in that case, now the father died, so the Yisoyma inherits the father and gets to the money, right? So it says, more similarly, Hubar Chalom Esavia, it's exactly the same, the case where he had relationship before her father died and then her father died. Vubola, as the case of Bola Chalini Sarasar, we had relations with her before she became betrothed, and then when he says, and then she became betrothed, and there too we have to pay. Rabbi Zira Mar, Rabbi Zira said, Amrav Chisto, there Chisto said, Ba, we have a question like this. Ba Lea Ad Shaloni says, you had relations there before she became fully married. And he says, and then she got married. Who gets the money? Now, of course, before she got Nises also means before Eirusin. No, before Eirusin. Because they have relations with the woman who's Muresis, you don't pay, you get put to death, right? Means that relation to her before she became Muresis, while she was still, unemployed, and then afterwards she became the Sua, before the guy pays. So who does he pay to? Does he pay to the husband, or does he pay to the father, right? So, Kamad, it should be Kamad Tematama, just like you said, Tachas Ba'alo, who knows him, love you, by Motzi Shemra. Motzi Shemra, the husband pays $100, right? Who's he paying $100 to? Husband who lied and said, I didn't find Basulin to your daughter, father. So to here, because Tachas Ba'alo, he who knows him, love you, is present. There are certain payments which, even though they're made, while she's already married, nevertheless to go to the father, so this one goes to the father as well. Since the Shasachiv was the Shasachiv when she was still unencumbered by a husband, that's why it goes to the father here, and we will stop here.